So there'll be questions about atomic settlement later for all of you, just to find out. Yeah, I'll take those. Yeah, exactly. I think that last piece was really just to take you through. We've got a very stable, you know, substantial business today, but it is changing. Digital assets will be at the forefront of that, and Nigel's working hard to keep us relevant in that space. So look, thank you, Nigel, for the presentation. Also, I know I'm very conscious that we've covered a lot of information with you today, and it can be complex. And as I said, we will have further sessions on this, but also we'll be shortly taking some questions where we can dive deeper into areas that you'd like more explanation on. But before we move to the Q&A, let me just summarise, you know, three key points that I think we wanted to emphasise today. First, we now have a much smaller but much better and world-class customer base. This is important because quality institutional businesses are built on the quality of the customer base. And we've concentrated really hard on that in the last 7 years. And with that customer base, we're providing a full suite of products today. Not a heavy emphasis, as we did 7 years ago, on lending, but a much stronger emphasis on our payments and cash management business, our markets, and then lending. So it's been reversed order, if you like. We're doing that across multiple geographies, but I have to emphasise that the cornerstone with those relationships is the growing and highly profitable payments and cash management business that we've talked about today. That's the key. That is the big differentiator, one of the big differentiators for us. Second thing I'd say is that we've reshaped the international network to be high returning and is now an asset to the division. It wasn't in the past. We had a collection of countries which we called a network, but they weren't networked, they didn't have technology, they weren't aligned to key strategy, and they weren't focused on return. That has changed, and this is now an asset. The international network is now an asset to the division rather than what we saw in the past, which was a financial drag. And I know you'll have many questions on this, we believe it is sustainable at the sorts of levels that we're seeing today. And finally, our investment in technology and process simplification is driving a true network. And what I mean by that, it's being done through our digital backbone, which we've shown you today, but with significant growth opportunities and product benefits that will come from that backbone being deployed right across all of our geographies, connecting our business and connecting it with significantly with long-term relationships with quality customers. That's a powerful proposition. So we've covered a lot. I know we want to get to questions, so I'll pass to you now, Jill, to take us through the questions, and we're happy to answer anything that you may have.